I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Yes, yes, people. Welcome back to the Thanks for Trying podcast. I'm Corin, aka The Last Skeptic. For those that listen to my bloody music, for those that don't, I had a new single out, and it's called Alone in the Desert. Make sure you go check that out, stream it, keep it on loop. And as far as this podcast is concerned, hey, we're all out here making independent content. It really, really helps us all and your favorite independent other podcasts. If you like, subscribe, follow, comment, leave a little review on iTunes, on Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. That helps us all out and it helps boost that motherfucking signal. So go do that, help us all out a little bit, and you know what, more than anything, help our fucking egos, because you know we really desperately need that validation. Okay, so here we are, part two. Part one was hilarious, we know that, put it in the pocket for now, you know what I mean, forget about it. Part two is here right now, and that's the important thing, because nothing is more important than the present, and it features Polly Brindle. This is us talking, and it gets real saucy. Real spicy and real buttery. You know, some might say this is the better part, so you know, make of that what you will. I'll take your feedback on that. And yeah, it's part two, the final part. And Selling the OC season two is dropping on Netflix on September the 8th, which is probably this week if I've dropped it in the time I'm supposed to drop it. So yeah, thank you so much for all your lovely feedback. Glad you've been enjoying it. Shout out to the people at Spotify Studios. Spotify Studios for having us record down in downtown LA. I think at this point my fifth shot of coffee had hit and I was fucking buzzing, mate. Absolutely off my rocker. So yeah, enjoy that and enjoy this and have a lovely day in the sunshine, because in this beautiful late summer, you know, glow. You deserve it, baby.
We had a pee break.
Oh, yeah. It was much needed.
These lights are so flattering, man.
Oh, I know. That is the joy. So Selling the OC is very polished in its production.
Right.
So there's cameras all around. Mm-hmm. You know, it's in specific things, the lighting that they use, they mm-hmm. actually put a filter on the fucking camera. So you can go feeling like you don't look your best. And mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Adam DeVillo is a genius. But yes, these lights are amazing. And I fucking love a good light.
Yeah, me too. Except for in my mate Jeff's house, the place I used to live that you came to last year. Big shout out to Jeff and Hollis.
Hi Jeff and Hollis.
They've got one bathroom that's in their front room. It's not in the front room.
You would be terrible at selling houses. If that's how you describe that, you would be dog shit at selling that property. There is not a bathroom in the front room. In the living room.
What would you say?
I would say it's a single level floor plan,
uh-huh.
and the property has an open concept kitchen, living, dining area,
what?
And off of that is two bedrooms and one bedroom. The primary has a ensuite, and there is another powder bath.
Bars. Bars.
Sold.
Sick. I love it. Yeah. Let's go. So in their in the toilet that's in the middle of their front room. No, they've got
in the bog. In the living room bog.
In the shitter that they've got there. They've got it's the light is so bright and it's not in a, like I say to him every time, this is not I'm not airing out
it's very humbling, know. Isn't it?
It's oh mate, I go in there for a piss and I'm like
look
I need
look at yourself and you're like I look like a ghoul.
I look awful. A ghoul, a gremlin. I just look like a cave
dwelling
troll.
Under these lights, baby, you look delicious.
Thank you, I appreciate that. I keep looking at myself, going, "Oh, not bad."
I know, I can see you.
Not bad. Oh,
not
lovely.
Bad.
Not you
scrub
know.
It well for a Finsbury lad.
For a Finsbury Parker. All right, so I wrote down a couple of things there that we were saying. One being, actually, I've lost it already. Oh yeah. Our tangents, they may seem like tangents, but somehow
it always comes
they
back.
They always come back to my fucking handy two pages of notes without you even knowing.
Oh.
Without you even knowing it.
Do you know why? That is because you are a creative genius.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've done this a
and
long
you really
time,
are.
My friend.
You really
you.
Are.
I appreciate that.
And I actually was thinking about this on the drive up here.
Mm.
And I was like, I didn't know how this conversation was going to go because we can go real deep.
Mm-hmm.
We can go real dirty. Oof. We can go real fucking, you know, wild.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is kind of tame for us, I feel like.
It is kind of tame.
But I was thinking about if we touched on, you know, like the depths of the, you know, despair that we both were going through and helped each other through that. And mm-hmm. I feel like certain brain activities happen when you have a certain amount of creative genius, which evidently you are. Like you're in 2020, mm-hmm. you were in my top three most played.
What? What happened in 2021, 2022, son?
I was starting two new careers. Sorry, I didn't have time to listen. I didn't have time to date. I didn't have time to have any fun. I didn't have time to do anything.
Yeah. Well, I'm waiting for my musical guest spot in Selling the OC. Mostly, but you know.
Oh, you can DJ and do stuff on an event. But unfortunately, we did just wrap season 3.
I know.
That I've been filming this whole year since the beginning of January. We've just filmed. So we filmed two seasons, season 2 and season 3, back to back.
What?
Which I will tell you, my friend, is no fucking joke.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's not like Big Brother where they just follow you around with a camera. It's like it's a thing, you know. It is 100% unscripted. Their drama is absolutely fucking real.
Yeah.
Like it's real, but it's very it's more curated.
Right.
That it's not just like, you know, they're not following you walking down the street or, you know, in your apartment or whatever.
So they sit you down. You got 15 cameras around you, and they're like, "Be normal."
No, like we'll you know, go to the office.
Yeah.
And we'll all be told like, "Oh, you're in the office today." So it's like, okay, fine.
Yeah.
And so we go in and we sit down and we're normal and we have conversations about what is actually happening in business, in life, in, you know, what's upcoming, like events or whatever.
Yeah.
And then they will take bits of that and make it into a cohesive story.
But you will know if there's like
I'm never told what to say.
Right. But you'll know, you'll have a feeling, like we were saying earlier, you'll have a feeling that if you have been plonked in a certain place, that they're about to throw a fucking curveball at
you. It's funny because, you know, everyone gets mic'd up and stuff. So there's always, you know, a 10, 15, 20, 30 minute time before you go, you know, into whatever space that you're going in. And certain days you can just feel it that someone is plotting to take you down.
Oh shit.
And you don't know where it's gonna come from.
It could be anyone.
Feel it like within the cast who are you know, mostly friends of mine. It's a mind fuck.
But they might not be your friend tomorrow.
I feel like my friend, like, so people will see, you know, season 1 was a lot of fun, but it was our first rodeo of like what like who are we, like what is this what's the vibe,
yeah.
you know? Because we're a very different vibe to Selling Sunset. Selling mm-hmm. Sunset is extremely polished
yeah.
and all of the women are so put together and it's so, you know, it's all about like the fashion and the mm-hmm. hair and makeup and the, you know, the drama, obviously, mm-hmm. and of course, you know, their business and selling real estate. But I feel like Selling the OC is more raw mm-hmm. in its cast members. Number one, we have guys and girls, which is right. a really nice change in dynamic, I feel. And we're more feral.
Right. I mean, season one was pretty feral.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Season two and three are a lot.
All right. So... there's more beef in season two and three?
Oh, there's so much beef.
Oh my God.
There's so much beef.
Do you stab anyone?
There's surprising beef.
Right.
There
oh,
is
shit.
Shocking beef. There is... there's beef.
Fuck. Does Jason Oppenhaus fire anyone?
Jason Oppenheim.
Jason Oppenhaus. I'm sorry, but his name is right. It should be Jason Oppenhaus.
I have never... ever thought of that?
It's
I've
right
never
there.
Thought of that.
It's right there for
that
everyone.
That is brilliant. That is the best thing that you've said
really
today.
Oh, wow. Well, his name should be Jason Oppenhaus.
It absolutely fucking should be.
Let's get him on here. Let's fucking sort this out. Let's sort this out. Jason Oppenhaus, you've heard it here.
Change your name.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah, okay, cool, fine.
I'm
going to cut that bit out. That's going to go viral.
Yeah.
That's going to go viral. He's going to post it. He's going to change his name.
He's going to love it.
I really hope he does.
No, that season two and season three, there's a lot of... There's a big shift in personal dynamics, mm-hmm. friendships... work relationships, things get changed around.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I get, you know what I mean?
You're very protective.
I'm protective,
and I love it.
Man.
And I love it. But it's funny because people, you know, we film so much footage.
Yeah.
You know, we film for 4 months and we film, you know, 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day. There's so much content that they mm-hmm. get. And this gets edited down into 8, 30, 40-minute episodes. Mm. And of course, they're making a show. So they want to take the most entertaining, the most shocking, the most hilarious, the most business-based bits of that 4 months, and it gets, you know, chopped down to a very small amount of time of, you know, the whole time.
So things are completely out of context.
Not completely.
Yeah.
However, everyone has their own opinion mm-hmm. on, you know, but that I wasn't responding to that. Mm-hmm. You know, I was responding to something different. And it's like, but at the end of the day, we sign up for this and we are like, yeah, I did say that and I did have that tone and I did, you know, do those things or say those things. Mm. And whether it is very clear on exactly what you are responding to, mm-hmm. it could be look, you know, ambiguous as to, you know, or they could minimize someone's actions and not minimize someone's reaction.
Yeah.
You kind of can't get caught up in that because it's kind of like, you did it.
Yeah.
You said it. And I'm talking about myself, mm-hmm. you know, season one when I saw it and I'm like, oh, yeah, but that's not really fair because I was, you know, reacting to a different thing or, you know, the look that I gave was made to a comment given to me that wasn't shown, blah, blah, blah. You kind of can't get wrapped up in that because number one, you'll go fucking insane.
Of course.
Number two, I don't want to have to think that I have to filter myself mm-hmm. because I don't think anybody who is on a reality TV show, when they see it, is 100% happy with how they look or how they are portrayed.
Right.
And for me... I like the people in my circle who know me, who understand me, who, you know, whatever, every single one of those people are like, I thought it was going to be cringe watching you, but it literally is like I'm just watching you on TV,
yeah.
which was such a relief
I felt
for
like that
me.
Too. Yeah.
But you also know that I don't just go around like screaming at people for no reason.
This, all right, so then this is me as your friend. Like, there's certain bits in that show where, you know, you were super, you were just in the middle of an argument, like being aggressive to someone, certain people that were remain nameless. Thank you. And it felt incredibly out of character for you because I knew that the edit missed out a whole chunk of the thing that had gone before it.
Right. But also they had to, because if they explain everything in, you know, what's happened before, you know, weeks of tension building up.
Yeah.
That show's going to be 6 months long.
Yeah, exactly.
Like they can't. And for me to just be like, okay, I accept that. You know, I'm on this, and I trust the process. And as long as I don't disagree with myself, you know, as long as I know what I'm reacting to, what I'm actually dealing with, I'm good.
So was there stuff then off camera that led you to
absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Things that couldn't be in that show.
Absolutely.
Okay. Just wanted to get that out. Just wanted to get that out.
Yeah. 100%.
Make of that what you will, podcast listeners, a hot and spicy revelation in what wasn't said.
But we don't see the edit. Season 2 gets released pretty soon, but we've not seen it. And season 2 is wild.
So you don't get to see it until it drops. Is that right?
We get to see it a few days before.
And then you
manage. But by that time, it's too fucking late. We don't have any control.
You can't put the fucking veto on anything.
Zero.
Okay.
Nothing.
So that's just in there.
Oh, yeah. But it just gives you that little heads up of oh, yeah. I'm fucked.
So I need to go run away.
I am fucked in a week. Great.
So that,
thanks, guys.
And that then goes on to something that we've talked a lot about, which is the mental health repercussions of reality show people. Obviously, with everything that happened with Love Island.
Exactly.
No matter what anyone may think of reality shows or the people that are on them, you know, there's still that human aspect that gets completely overlooked, which is they're still fucking humans, and for whatever reason they've gone into it and for whatever they get out of it, it can have a hugely negative effect on people's minds.
Hugely. I agree. And it was... I have very thick skin. Mm. I have been in, multiple different careers and industries that have thickened my skin to an almost, you know, impenetrable level of thickness. Mm. However, when season 1 got released, I knew it was going to be loud, right? I knew it was going to be loud. Obviously, we're running on the back of this huge success of Selling Sunset, which, it was number 1 in 50 countries, blah, 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 blah. So it was going to be loud, and I knew that. But I didn't realize how overwhelming it was going to be for good things and the negative. Like, the negative things are it's stupid. It's online trolls, you know, DMing you. I got death threats. I got voice people recording saying you should go and... unalive yourself, blah, blah, blah. Like, it was bad.
What?
If I was in a if I was in a not a strong mental state, or if I was alone, or that could have been a very that could have been a very bad situation. But for the most part, it's just fine, whatever. Like, you sad bastard. Do I think I truly need a nose job? Yeah. No. People are weird. People are savage, and they will kill you online. So it's kind of like, I am so glad that I have my other cast members, and we all went through it together. It was a very huge bonding experience for us, and we're kind of clinging onto that for the release of season 2.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know,
you're in the trenches together with,
right,
with the madness,
in your yeah. kind of own little bubble, because that yeah. first couple of weeks is honestly like a kick in the head.
Yeah.
But then you've got people writing you saying that your, you know, whatever you've done or said on the show has helped them in mm-hmm. in their journey. You know, obviously I speak season one about my marriage breaking down, that my mm-hmm. husband was unfaithful, you know, how difficult that was. I got hundreds of messages yeah. of people being like, I am stuck in the same situation and you yeah. are giving me the strength to leave this situation, and thank you.
That's cool.
And that was so overwhelmingly, it just catches you in the feels. Yeah. It's like, oh my God. Like,
it kept you going.
It not even kept you me going. It was just overwhelming, yeah. like emotionally, to be like, oh my God, this is like,
yeah,
this is, you know. And I mean, I spoke to you, yeah. like, you bless you for checking in so much when that yeah. happened, because, like, what was that like as a friend? Because obviously we've known each other for how long?
Oh, man. Well, it's not even that long. Like,
it feels like forever.
Yeah, 2019 is when I met you.
I don't feel like it is,
no,
though.
No, it's not when I met
you.
Met
came
you.
To my marital home.
Well, I did, yeah. I was.
I don't remember
home.
You there.
No.
I don't remember.
I was there with Moose in the bloody... And I was playing beer pong in your garden.
With me?
Oh, maybe not, but I had a fucking great time. It was proper America. It was like July 4th or something.
Oh.
And then...
Was it when I lived in the Red Barn?
I don't know. It was somewhere. I came with Sean and Tabs, and I love these American parties, because I go to town and I fucking win at beer pong. But I win at beer pong because I don't drink beer, I drink vodka, and then I pour just straight like half cups of vodka, and then I end up winning.
I'm actually toying with the idea of giving up alcohol.
I think it's a great idea.
Do you?
Yeah, I want to do that, because you know why? Now I'm on my gym journey. My lovely mates that are in that world, I say to them, oh, I'm not losing any weight. What's going on? They're like, yeah, your diet's great, bro. And I'm like, yeah, yeah. And they're like, so how's the drinking? And I'm like, yeah. And they're like, you still drinking a lot of vodka? And I think that's the reason.
I mean,
why
at least it's not beer. It could be worse.
This is true. It's vodka soda. It's practically healthy.
But yeah, I am. I've been toying with the idea. I've got a few things in the pipeline that I just kind of need to focus and be 100%. Like, I feel like the next couple of years for me are huge in terms of business, setting myself up. Cannot disclose what. I feel like I'm going to do like a fun launch, but you know what it is.
Oh,
and
I
feel like it's...
I've crossed it out. I'm scribbling it out of my list.
It's... It is fun, and it's 100% my thing. Like, it's something that I've been beavering away. Yeah.
It's an exact replica of Chris Hemsworth's mouth.
The inside of his
the
mouth.
The inside of his mouth, yeah.
Yeah, and from experience.
Yeah, from experience, yeah. And it's the mouth feel of Hemsworth.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to buy at least three.
Yeah. It's like a
for every orifice,
but based on
yeah, just
Hemsworth's
mouth. So, how long have I known you? That must have been 2014, 2015, maybe.
Well, I was
like
still
that.
Married, and I actually yeah. broke up with my husband March 2015. So.
And then I saw you at our friend's wedding.
Yes, that's when we really did connect.
We bonded. Yeah, we bonded mostly through projectile vomiting.
Yeah,
together.
We shared a basin, a bowl,
a bowl. Yeah, lots of
took it in turns,
lots
holding
of diarrhea,
each other's.
Lots of sick.
It was great.
Oh, man. That was...
Honestly, that was honestly one of my favorite days.
We were just completely naked, puking.
We were both buck fucking naked.
Yeah, buck naked, just puking.
Helping each other
through that. Yeah.
Expel
volumes.
From everywhere.
From everywhere.
Thank you for that.
Thank you for that. It was beautiful. It was a beautiful moment.
It was beautifully disgusting.
Oh, yeah. And it was like Caesar. It was Caesar's Rome style.
Oh, it was.
So much
yeah.
booze. And it was in rural Spain.
Yeah, it was.
Which is really lovely. As the sun rose.
Oh, and the
glorious, beautiful
and
sunshine.
Birds tweeting,
puking.
Our friends entered their wedded bliss with the sounds of us hacking up the insides of our
yeah.
selves.
They probably heard. They bless
oh,
them.
Yeah.
They
their,
were probably
their
next door.
Wedding room. Their marital suite was. Very close.
Very close.
Anyway, you're a great vom buddy.
Thank you. So are you.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. So are you, because usually I when it gets to that point, I'm weeping. You know, and I'm making like deals with God. at that point. I'm like, I don't know how to stop this. God, Jesus, Buddha.
Right.
You know, Tupac, whoever's up there, but please make it stop.
Right.
And I'm crying and I'm like, I'm never going to drink again.
No. Do you know how many times I've said that?
Yeah, too many times.
Too many times. I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to do Sober October.
Nice.
And I'm going to see where I go from there.
Okay, great. I'm proud of you already. I think give it a try. I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna think about you when I'm drinking. So I'm going to cross Jason Openhouse off the list because I did want to mention
that. Oh, you nailed that.
Oh, I nailed that one. You are actually in the office. I'm going to cross that off the list.
I am actually in the office, but as a realtor, it's not a 9-to-5, which is... being a realtor is my perfect job because I've worked for people. It doesn't go well for me. Like, I don't respect authority, which is a blessing and a curse.
Yeah.
But, historically, if I have had a boss and people are like, oh my God, the boss is coming in, or oh my God, the boss is having a meeting, whatever, and they spout off some shit that I don't agree with, I will have no problem in saying, I'll raise my hand politely, but I'll be like, I don't agree and I think that's bullshit.
Yeah.
And people are shocked that I can say these things to a person of, you know, a higher level of profession or whatever.
Yeah.
But I honestly don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Like, I am just kind of like, we're all human beings. Like, yes, obviously, you know, you sign my check or, you know, but if you're saying something that I don't agree with and you're asking for feedback or even like making me do something that I don't agree with, I am going to say that.
Yeah, good for you.
You know?
Good for you.
And there's a lot of people that don't.
Well, we are programmed in our system of capitalism and in a hierarchical world that we are programmed from a very young age to have teachers, to have people in authority that we should not question, even in positive terms.
Right.
You know, even to just have our own fucking backs. And I think that's why, you know, the system, the world is
as it
is.
Well, what went wrong with me then? Why don't I?
What's wrong with me?
What went wrong with me?
I mean, but me too. I can't fucking have a job with people telling me what to do.
Yeah.
I can't do it.
So being a realtor is perfect. Like, I am not stuck in an office 9-to-5. Yeah. I don't have to clock in. I don't have to clock out.
Yeah.
I get to meet a whole different, you know, group of people every day.
Ring a bell.
I get to ring that fucking bell, which I get to do. I might have already closed. I will let you know. But I get to ring the bell.
I can't believe that you're actually closing as we're on this fucking...
I know.
Fucking hell,
And mate. I closed one last week, 3 mil.
Oh my God, truffle fries are on you, mate.
Truffle fries
are on you. All right, so here's my other question. So if you have had serious, serious beef, which you do have in season 2 and 3, shit kicks off.
It does.
They've said some awful shit to you. You've said some awful shit to them. And then you see them at the launch party, at the fucking viewing party. How are you reacting to them? How are they reacting to you?
Usually just ignore each other.
Like at school.
I mean, I feel like once someone's got a camera pointed on their face, they are more inclined to let you know their beef with you. For screen time. So in an event that's, you know, they're not getting screen time, that it's just, we don't like each other, so...
Right.
We stay out each other's way.
Huh.
Which is like a normal life situation.
I guess so.
Yeah.
I just think that nowadays I have like I have to say something to... If someone's pissed me off...
Oh, I say... I feel like I say everything that I don't... left anything unsaid.
That nothing's left unsaid. You've said it all on camera in season 2.
Yeah. If the bear is poked...
Can you give us a hint to anything?
Oh, shit. No. No, it's there's a lot.
Do you punch anyone in the tits?
No, there is no punching from me.
From you? Oh shit! Someone gets punched.
No,
you heard
I'm not
here
saying
first.
That. No,
you heard
I'm not
it
saying
here
that.
First.
Cannot confirm or deny. There is no physical violence.
Okay, cool. Just emotional damage. That's happened.
Oh, yeah, like that.
Nuclear.
Yeah, it's wild.
Whoa. All right, so I've gone across this out with my pen that's not working. So are you getting recognised nowadays?
I do. It's fun. I've never had a bad experience in person. Like, all they're just like trolls that say the bad stuff online, which is fine. Yeah. Hate is going to hate, whatever. Yeah, you know, tomato's going to tomato.
Potato's going to potato.
I live in Newport Beach. I'm 5 minutes away from the office. I am in the office quite a lot because I do work.
Your actual job.
That is is my, you know, place of work. Yeah. So I'll pop in there, you know, a few times a week and do what I need to do.
Yeah.
Ring the bell.
Ring that bell.
I'll be in there tomorrow. Ringing that bell. Yeah, obviously, you know, the show is based in OC in Newport Beach. So in the area, people are like, oh my God, I love you on the show. We're like, oh my God, are you right? You know, and it's always a really fun, exciting experience. Yeah. You know, I live in a community that's kind of like a younger community. There's a lot of students and things like that. So, you know, I'm walking Moose, my dog, you know, in the morning in my pajamas, looking like a crackhead, you know, whatever. I've got a bag of dog shit in my hands. The number of times people have asked me for a selfie whilst I am there holding a bag of my dog's feces in no makeup, last night's, you know, bed hair,
jeers in there,
something about Mary, all in my hair,
obviously
smell like sex, and I'm like, sure,
holding that shit bag, guys.
Yeah
I mean, brilliant.
But I love it. It's like everyone's really sweet and excited, and it's funny, actually. Yeah. I went back to the UK after season one aired. Yeah. I went back for Christmas to go up north. And yeah, we went to a local restaurant thing, and the waitresses were coming over, and I could tell that they were super embarrassed to speak to me. Like, this poor girl was going bright red. Oh. And it made me feel really embarrassed, but I knew why, because I'm like, I'm on TV and like whatever. And it was kind of like, kind of embarrassing, but really, really cute. And then every single time we needed like a refill or a plates cleaned or whatever, a different person would come to the table and like, nice, look that's at me nice. Weird and like go red and like run it off. Yeah. And I'm just like, this is really cute, but it is weird.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I'm just myself.
You found this, it is fame, like, later on. Like, I feel like if you were younger, you know, I know people that have gotten notoriety younger, and it's a lot more difficult to manage.
Right.
But then anyone I know that's been in their early 30s or getting somewhere.
Oh, come on, let's be real. We're mid.
No, I mean, I'm old. You're young. You're young
and
dashing.
We're basically the same age.
Oh, yeah, you're young. You're a whippersnapper. But I feel like it's better
nipping at your fucking ankles. 37, it's only a year in between.
You're young.
And when's your birthday? You're what?
I'm May the 8th. Yeah, I'm May the 8th. You've spent two birthdays with me in a row.
I love that for myself.
Yeah, it's been lovely.
Do you know when mine is?
September?
Shut the fuck up.
When's your fucking birthday?
Are you kidding?
When is your birthday?
Are you joking?
I've wished you happy birthday every year, so...
On what day?
It's before mine.
Yes.
I know that for sure.
What other day of the year would I have been born?
April 1st.
Yes.
I did know.
Thank you.
I did know. I'm sorry. Look, I haven't slept, okay?
Why haven't you slept?
Well, A, I'm under the constant fear in my apartment that there's going to be a roach in my bed, because the other day I woke up and there was a roach in my bed.
I don't mind roaches.
I know you don't, because you fucking caught one live on TV.
Yeah, and like saved it.
You saved it.
Yeah.
For later. Delicious.
Yeah, I don't kill bugs. I do not kill bugs. The only bugs I will kill.
Yeah.
Happily.
Yeah.
Are mosquitoes. Fuck those cunts. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah, you got to kill those guys.
That's the only, I will, I don't enjoy spiders and cockroaches and stuff. I don't like them, but I'm not going to kill them. I will take them outside. And I won't touch them with my hands. I'll like put them in a cup and like, you know, dispose, like get them out.
Of course, keep them safe in your mouth.
Yeah. Otherwise, if you kill them, their family fucking know and they come looking for them and they know that you've killed them, and then you're in a world of trouble.
So like Liam Neeson in Taken.
Yes. So you better actually watch your back, because that roach that you killed.
It was in my fucking bed.
Just.
I'm so, no. That guy had to
How
die.
How did you kill it?
Well, I had sex with it first.
That would have killed it. That would have done it.
That would have done it, yeah. No, I just, I scooched it onto the wall and then I fucking...
Scooched.
With my penis. And then I sprayed it to death with...
Teabagged it.
Teabagged it. Sprayed it to death with Raid. Just to you know, the roaches in my apartment, I live in this absolutely bonkers apartment, like New York style looking thing.
It's really fun. But the hallways are creepy.
The hallways are creepy, yeah.
It's like The Shining.
It is, looks like The Shining. It's an old, old building. Yeah. You know, Sinatra used to live there back in the day.
Really?
He did, yeah. And it's a very, you know, but...
Oh, I love a fun fact.
Yeah, and Orson Welles used to live there too.
Especially when it's property based.
Yeah, and actually one night I took too many shrooms and I was drinking vodka and I had some Valium and I had a little THC. Yeah, I had a little cocktail. I had a Jeffrey, you know what they call it in that film, Getting to the Greek. And I just had a nice little mix because I was recording some vocals.
You needed to be in a different stratosphere.
But yeah, I needed to be somewhere else. Yeah. And I hallucinated the ghost of Frank Sinatra being behind me as I recorded. And then I slowly took my headphones off and then...
Cockroach crawled out from your penis.
Yeah. Don't say that. And then I got into bed and stared at all the walls for about an hour. I was too scared. I stopped recording.
Was it an hour or was it you fucked up an hour that actually was four and a half days?
It probably was about 4.5 days that I didn't see or speak to anyone.
Were you recording the vocal?
Yes.
Was it a good vocal?
Yes, it was.
And actually, what song is that on?
I think it was The Deli, which I put out recently. Yeah, so it was doing that one. So you can actually hear that song.
I'm doing it.
Yeah.
What else have you got coming out?
Well, thank you for asking, P-Dog. I am putting out a new song on the 25th of Augustus, but this might be out after that, who knows?
Yeah, I don't know when this is.
Who knows? I'm going to see how quick it takes me to edit it. And it's called Alone in the Desert.
Is it about me?
It is about you.
Is there a song? Is there... This is another song about me, right?
Another song.
Because they're all about me.
I wrote my breakup album about you when we broke up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's every song I've written is about you.
Serious though, do I have a song?
Do you have a song that I've written about you?
Yeah.
No. You know why? Because I don't write songs about people that I like.
I was like, is it because we like each other?
Yes. I only write songs about people that upset me.
Maybe you can like, this is just like food for thought.
Okay.
Maybe you could do an album that is like happy. In the same vein as, you know, it's the same sound.
Yeah.
But instead of saying horrible things,
right.
It's just saying really lovely things. Whoa. But in the same...
Whoa.
Would that be difficult?
Yes. I can't make music when it's happy. I just can't
do it. No, it's not happy music. It's aggressive.
Yeah.
It's aggressive, emotive, fucking raw music. But instead of saying, I fucking hate you, you ruined my life, you cunt.
Yeah.
You're saying, I fucking love you, you made my life, you bitch.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. You're a lovely cunt.
You're a fucking awesome
fucking
human
lovely,
being.
Fucking cunt. Yeah, I love that. Okay,
when
cool.
I leave you, I'm fucking mad because I want to be with you all of the time because you're rad.
Oh, that's sick. I love it. I love it. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, okay, sold. I actually had a whole treatment for a music video that I wanted you in, but then the song, I wasn't sure about the song.
Guest appearing in your things.
I know.
Talk about Blink and You'll Miss Me parts, you know.
I know.
I was at a Blink and You'll Miss Me part in Snogging Chris Hemsworth, but better than that. I appeared in your short film,
a short film that hasn't even been released yet, but you are in it alongside the wonderful Georgina Campbell, star of Barbarian, the film that came out last year, and Bird Box Barcelona that's just dropped on Netflix. Who you after you filmed? So I've shot a couple of shorts recently.
She's awesome, by the way.
Yeah, and then she acts alongside me in that, and she is incredible, an incredible actor, and she will be a future guest again on this podcast. She's done it before.
Yay.
She's going to come back and do it again.
So just for context, we shot this short film
in December
in Los
Angeles,
LA. I drove up from OC. You live in LA. Were you living in LA at that point or not?
I was.
Yeah. And Georgina, I met on that day. You two are the main event. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little...
Yeah, you do your cameo wonderfully, beautifully. Yeah.
And met her then. And yeah. Was she in town working or did she fly over especially for that or
no,
what?
She was there. She was doing, I don't know how much I could say, but she was there.
Right.
Yeah, she was in town.
But she didn't, she doesn't live in LA full time, right?
But she's from England, yes.
Right. But, right, so I went home for Christmas from the north of England.
Yes.
Not, you know, it's kind of the only place... The only way to visit these places is to actually drive there and be there. Uh-huh. You don't, like, just pass through and just walk around.
Yeah.
It's Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
In Burnley.
Burnley.
Right? And me and my sister run out and get the kids last minute, like, stocking fillers, like, and, you know, all that shit. Like, Maxwell needed a Christmas watermelon and, like, you know. Yeah, it's the whole thing.
Okay.
Family thing. And so I'm like, oh, shit. Like, let me just run into Game, the, like, computer store.
Yep.
Not been into Game for ever.
Right.
Ever. And I'm like, oh shit, yeah, I'll get him like Crash Bandicoot or whatever he wanted.
Sure, because it's 1994, yes.
Well, no, because I used to love Crash Bandicoot.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got like this, you know, Xbox 55 or whatever it is
that's
now.
That's the one. Yeah, that's
and I'm like, I'm going to get him games that are like back in the day.
Right, okay.
You know, Sonic, you know, Mario Brothers, Crash Bandicoot.
Okay, great.
So I go in and I'm stood in the line to check out with my sister and we're chatting, you know, whatever. In game. On Christmas Eve in Burnley.
The computer games establishment in Burnley on Christmas Eve.
And I get to the thing and I turn around and I hear, Polly, hi. And I turn around, it's fucking Georgina.
Georgina Campbell, movie star.
Who is also in the queue on Christmas Eve in game. In Burnley, who I met like weeks before,
literally like
shooting
2 weeks.
Shooting a short film in LA.
Yeah.
It was my sister was like, "Are you fucking kidding? Like, how do you what?" I'm like, this is so random that I can't even explain.
Yeah,
and I was so shocked by it. I didn't even tell you for ages.
Neither of you told me.
I think because it was so bizarre.
It was like February that I found out.
I think it was because it was so bizarre that we were in the same place at the same time, being in that specific location, because it's such a random location, that we were both just like, this is like a glitch in the Matrix.
It feels like a glitch.
Like, this is like a glitch. Like, this shouldn't be... It was wild.
Oh, my God. I mean, I love shit like that, though.
Yeah.
I love it because it gives me faith in the world because usually I just see people I fucking hate everywhere and then I have to duck.
Oh, I
have to, like, put my...
Do you hide from people?
Like, I just pretend to have a call.
Like, you just don't make eye contact.
Don't make eye contact. I just pretend to have a phone call and I'm like, oh, yeah.
Do you?
Oh, the plumbing or something. I don't know, just talk about plumbing on the fake call. Then I just leave.
Pest control.
Pest control. Oh, I need that. Too close. I need that. To straighten my bed.
You've got to be a bit of truth in a lie, else it's not going to be believable.
That's true. Yeah.
You have a pest issue.
There's a pest. There's a pest
in
my bed.
Pest.
This is the beginning of a porno. There's a pest in my bed.
I
need you to come in and get it.
Raid me.
Raid
my womb.
Exterminate in my bed.
The womb raider.
Oh.
Instead of room raider.
You know, when you explain jokes, they're not as funny.
I do sometimes pull out some good ones.
You pull out those good ones. Womb with a view. That's better. That's better. That's much better. Okay, so I'm going to cross out Georgina's name. That's at the top. Okay, I'm going to go through...
When does the short films get released? Does everybody know your plan of action on this new level of genius that you are
going to
show everyone?
But I'm kind of just doing stuff at the moment, like testing the waters, writing these things. And then, you know, we shot this TV pilot with the guest of the last episode, Misha Simpson, who's in The Witcher. And she's in it and it's being edited now. So Sean, the creative genius, we together are developing something and learning on our feet as we create some kind of TV show. So, you know, we've got wonderful people like Georgina Campbell, Polly is in it, Misha's in it. The pilot even got a special cameo from People Just Do Nothings. Hugo Chegwin, DJ Beats, he's in it. So basically, I don't know where it is because I'm learning on my feet.
And you were doing it all. You're writing it, you know, creative, and producing. Are you creative director or is that Sean?
I think Sean is the vision because I couldn't do any of it without him. I need his creative vision because I just see it in terms of writing my anxiety on the page and then acting my anxiety out there in public. So it's like one step up from the anxious music that I make.
But it's an elevated, just a different version.
And getting to tell stories. All I want to do in life is tell stories. That's part of why I do improv now, because I fucking love, you know, I'm learning. Improv is part of me learning how to be a better actor, also be better within personal development, being more comfortable with my own skin, especially on stage. And that's what these shorts
are. I can't wait to
writing.
See you. I'm going to come to an improv thing. Improv scares the absolute bejesus out of me, and I could never do it. We had this conversation when we had our beach day the other day.
Yeah, we did.
And I couldn't do it. I just feel like, you know, I am not witty enough. I'm not quick enough. I'm not like, I wouldn't be
neither
able to.
Neither of those things are true.
And it's in front of an audience. Like for me, in front of a camera, I can like shoot the shit and like say whatever, not thinking that tens of millions of people are on the other side watching. Like I could never be normal if I actually thought about what is behind the camera.
Well, how many cameras have you got on you at one time?
It depends. Okay. I mean, there's probably at least 5-6 around, but they're so far away. They're not in, they're never close,
right?
The ever.
But do you see them? Are you aware that they're there?
It actually is alarming how quickly you forget the cameras that are
right
there.
Right,
because they're big fucking cameras with cameramen behind. It's like whatever, but it's at the whole different side of the room. The cameras are just so amazing that it captures, like, the, you know, they're zoomed in and you don't feel like they're, I forget the cameras are there pretty much instantly.
Oh shit.
Which I feel like, you know, the producers and, you know, people on the show love.
Right.
Because obviously if you've got a
I forgot the mic was there.
Yeah, I'll fucking break it, you know. So
but I mean, I with regards to improv, I mean, I'm fucking new to it. I'm doing my third course or whatever the fuck, you know, and I'll have my third improv show later in the year. But I'm new to it. And I think it's the same as when I'm rapping on stage or DJing, you know, whatever. Like, it's easier when I think it's easier to do when there's more people.
I was going to say, do you prefer performing, say, like in a recording studio where it's just you and you're in your world, you know, with, you know, ghosts of Christmas past or whatever,
yes,
you know, whatever.
True, yeah.
Or do you thrive more in a audience situation where you've got, because you have performed in front of tens of thousands of people?
Glastonbury, yeah.
Like, is that the biggest crowd that you've played in front of?
The biggest crowd was 70,000 in...
70,000?
Yeah, Sziget Festival in Budapest. It's easier to do a bigger room, a bigger space with more people than it is to perform in front of 10 people. That's scary. Because if you're in front of 70,000 or at Glastonbury, it was, what, 1,000 or something.
Can't focus on it. It's just a seat.
But also, if you please, sounds like I'm wanking them all off. So when I'm wanking them all off, it takes a long time.
That's a busy gig.
Busy afternoon. Just quickly. But when if you
world record,
if 40% of 1,000 people have your back and are cheering and are dancing or having a bonkers time, you're happy because that's 400 people that are screaming, and it doesn't matter that the 60% aren't with you because they're dotted around and you don't really notice. If 40% of 10 people have your back, you fucking notice because it's only 4 people and there's 6 people in there on their fucking phones. So like, the more the numbers grow, like, you don't really notice, and it's just, it's brilliant. Like, I prefer bigger crowds for sure.
So it's all or nothing basically. Like the small, how many people watch improv?
I mean, we've got like
50
in class. It's what, 12 of us or whatever, and it's not too bad. But like in the theater, you know, the shows we've done have been like 50 40 50. So it's quite
I've
nice.
I've been to a couple of the improv shows and I'm always like, god, these people are so fucking quick, and they like bounce off each other so well.
But I can't wait to
see you do your stuff. And I won't cringe at all. That's not going to be cringy for me.
But it's so funny how, like, our conversation always goes back to the book, because I'm just going to show you something right now in my book.
Are you going to blow my brain?
I'm going to blow your fucking brain, man. Okay. I'm a fucking magician, bruv.
Oh, you are?
What did you just say?
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. I've written down in big letters.
You're in my brain.
I'm in your brain. I've written down cringe. How to escape it. That's going to be the name of my autobiography. Cringe and How to Escape It by Corinne Lyle Duyev.
Yeah.
That's it.
And
that's
I've
it.
Said cringe a couple of times. I said that people Did said you? That they thought I was going to be cringe when they watched me on the show, and no one felt like it was cringe.
It wasn't cringe at all. No, it wasn't.
Even when I took my clothes off.
Wait.
Shut up. Stop.
Also in the book, naked. Fallout? Question mark? It's in the book.
Even when naked? I got naked. So, like, for me, I'm like, I'm not even reading it. It's upside down. I can't
it's
read that.
It's upside down. You're preempting everything in the book.
I'm sorry.
I'm closing my book.
Like, yeah. You don't need it.
No, I need it. It's got
no, you
it's
don't.
A ticket.
It's like your little binky. Like your security blanket.
It's my little security blanket.
Sorry. Naked. No, even when I got naked, right? So season one, for anyone who's not seen it.
Sorry, what's the time code?
It's end of episode 3. Right at the very end.
Okay, good. Nice.
I lose a bet with a fellow colleague. We're having a fun beach day. Everyone's obviously shit-faced. And we make a bet on the sunset. And I get stitched up, literally, royally stitched up. I don't technically lose the bet, but I officially lose the bet because people gave wrong scores. Whatever. I lost the bet. So...
Yeah.
The loser of the bet had to skinny dip in the ocean.
Right.
And this is on a public beach in Laguna.
Yeah.
You know, whatever. And, you know.
Highly illegal.
Actually, yes. I could have got arrested for it.
Yeah.
However, I'm English, number one.
True. Fact.
Northern, number two.
Also a
fact. That makes me a Northern English person.
Yes.
Girl.
Yeah.
And I lost a bet. So I'm like, yeah, fuck it. Lost the bet. I'll skinny dip.
Yeah.
And I'm like, not only am I going to skinny dip, I'm going to strip off my bathing suit in front of you all, run down like Pamela fucking Anderson to the ocean, dive in, splash around and be fuck you, blah, 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 with my friends.
Yeah.
This comes back to me forgetting that there's cameras there.
Oh.
Because there's cameras there. And afterwards, I'm like, shit. They were obviously filming that. But... they're not going to show.
Yeah.
They'll like blur out nipple. They'll blur out my, you know, ass, bits. Whatever.
The bits.
They did not. They did not. And I was actually shocked at how much time was shown of my naked body.
Right. Yeah.
On the television.
Yeah.
On global television.
Especially when you watch it at half speed, you know?
Or if you pause it.
If you
you can see, like, nipples, like, everything. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. Do I regret doing it? Absolutely not.
Right.
Did I lose a bet? Absolutely, yes. I would do it. Would I do it again? Yeah. If I was in that same situation, I would do it again. And it was actually quite a collaborative, like, fun, like, experience for us all. Because everyone set me up, and then I did it. And it was just like, it was actually a team building bonding kind of thing. It was hilarious.
So did you find yourself shamed at all by like other women?
I have no shame.
No,
I feel like I have no shame.
No, I respect that. But I mean, did you find yourself like, were people shaming you?
I mean, I did get some, obviously, you know, some people, we're not all the same. We have different beliefs and, you know, whatever. Yeah. People are, you know, afraid of seeing tits. An ass. I was a model for 20 years. I've done many nude shoots.
Very tasteful.
Very. You've seen them all.
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
You've got them posted all over your ceiling.
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah.
And that's why you had sticky hands coming in here, grubby fucker.
Yeah, I bring them with me everywhere I go. Yeah. I've got them pasted to the inside of my sunglasses.
Right. Yeah. did I experience any like backlash for that? Yeah, of course. But anything that I do, someone's gonna have a problem with it when it's being shown to tens of millions of people.
Yeah.
And I don't expect any otherwise. And so, but that doesn't bother me because I'm you can't please everyone.
You can't.
This, my platform of the show that I am on goes out to such a large amount of people across the world that if I expect that everything that I do, say, I'm in, you know, any of that stuff is going to please everybody and no one's going to be upset about anything that I do or say or, you know, who I am.
Yeah.
I'd be a fucking idiot.
But I mean, it goes back to me saying that if you please 40% of the audience, then you're okay. And it's kind of the same. You've got 10 million people, a fucking viewership I could never... that's insane.
I can't even... Yeah. I don't even know how...
Like, you were on the front page of Netflix.
You know
what I mean? Like ridiculous. I was there just trying to fucking, you know, watch Community for the 18th time. Actually, it's more than that. 100th time. I love that show. I would just see your face on there. Fucking
well, we were
bonkers.
Number 1, 2, 3 on Netflix's top 10 for a good amount of time in 19 countries.
Mad.
We went to 247 countries.
What?
I didn't even know there was that many countries in the world.
Yeah. Oh, there are. There's more. They're making them all the time.
Yeah, I didn't even know. And I was like, oh my God. And if I think I'm going to please everyone and everyone's going to love me and everyone's going to agree with the things that I agree with or my statements or the people that I dislike or the beef that I have, I'm in the wrong fucking job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to please everyone
fine. You know, you're a lot more, you know... sound of mind with this stuff than I think the average person would be. Like, you know, I don't ever want to put across that, like, the things that we do, like, I don't want to be out here sounding like I'm complaining, because it's again, we're in Los Angeles, we're having a great time. Like,
we are very lucky.
You know,
we're
super
we
super
are.
Right, fucking Spotify, man, it's fucking bonkers
with great snacks.
Yes, the snacks, man.
I'm gonna pilfer some before I leave.
Oh, I'm pilfering. I might even go back and get a third coffee.
That's where your sticky fingers come in handy.
Just
5-finger
Guys,
discount.
I don't have sticky fingers, okay?
Were we recording when you said that? Because you said,
"Ooh,
sticky
fingers." Oh, I did. Yeah, I did have. No, I did have sticky fingers because I had. Oh man, I've really had a lot of. I've had a lot of coffee today. All right, Selling the OC seasons 2 and 3 will be coming out imminently at some point.
Yes, so season 2 of Selling the OC will be out on Netflix globally soon.
Very soon.
And season 3 will follow.
Will follow.
Probably next year. Definitely next year.
Definitely.
But I don't know at what point in the year.
Yeah.
Also, they don't tell us shit because I tell everyone.
Right, okay, cool. You are the Tom Holland of the Selling Sunset cinematic universe.
I am the loose-lipped seller.
And that's how ships get synced.
I know. Let me just see whether I have closed. I have.
Well
great
done.
News. The buyer's loan has funded.
Guys, that's live stuff. Ding, ding, ding.
Ding,
ding, ding.
Ding, fucking ding.
Well done to you, and thank you so much.
Milky bars are on me.
Milky bars.
Yes,
truffle fries. So thank you firstly to Spotify, the wonderful people at Spotify, for having us down in their Los Angeles, the glorious Los Angeles offices in downtown.
Yes, thank you for your hospitality, for your delicious coffee, for your amazing snacks.
Yes.
And also for the feminine products that are free in the bathroom.
That's a nice little touch. So big up them, and big up the barista lady. She was super lovely.
She was very lovely.
And big up all the people that are helping us get in and get our passes that we continually lose as well.
Yeah, sorry about that.
And big love and eternal gratitude and everything, all of the above, ethereal to the ethereal goddess and my friend Polly Brindle.
Thank you to you. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. That was part 2, son. Thanks for trying podcast. Done for another couple of weeks, months, who knows. Let's see if a lovely guest pops up sooner than that. That was big shout out to Polly Brindle. I don't know why I'm using her full name, it feels weird, but big shout out to her. And thank her so much. You guys thank her for me for coming on the podcast. And big love to Spotify and Charlie once again. Do not forget to go stream my music, The Last Skeptic. That's me. You know that already, but I'm telling you anyway. And
and go subscribe to this. Go check out all the old episodes, you know. And more importantly, I hope you feel welcome. You know, some of those other podcasts feel a bit exclusive. This is not one of those. You're welcome in the pub as we are discussing things. Now go eat some good shit. And I feel like I'm going to eat some tacos today. You know, lots of real good tacos, maybe some birria ones with lots and lots of spice, tons of chili. I basically want to feel alive by the thing that I'm eating. I want it to shake me into existence and maybe jangle around with my very core. So that's what I'm going to do today. You know, unsettle my soul completely using chili. Good luck existing. Peace.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.